What's good, people? What's good? People wanted this collaboration back. The world has been speaking and we are here to answer. We've also been drinking. And by drinking, I mean me. And who? Why are you pointing at yourself, bro? They can't see that. They can't see that. We're here with fucking Casper Kinnico. Oh, fuck, the editor. Damn. And the last and not least.
Yo, yo.
That's Samir Khali. The most fashionable man out here.
Mm-hmm. Jiggiest nigga on the planet.
Don't forget it, bitch.
Anyway. Don't forget it. Since we got this free time, this is pretty rare for us to have free time. But since we're here, we decided to do a podcast. Honestly, we haven't made one in a long time. If you want to be truthful, I haven't thought about it. But honestly, I didn't have a topic because I was supposed to be like talking about shit that was happening recently. But then I didn't talk about what's happening recently. So the recent shit became old shit. And now it's all big shit now. Like we're in debate and stuff. But we're not even going to talk about that stuff, bro. We're not going to talk about that. Today we're talking about... You want to announce it? Or you don't even know what it is, really? You don't
know what it is, I know what it is, bro. I know what it is. Go ahead. We're just talking about relationships and when you're supposed to move on.
When you're supposed to move on.
That's right.
All right. So, this is just the intro, you know what I'm saying? No label. All right, so we're just going to move on. I'm just going to hear. Before I go, how y'all doing, first of all?
Yeah. Hey,
Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Let y'all know that we love boobies around here, bro.
Yeah, around here, bro, boobies is king.
Boobies is king. All right, so here we go. I want to let y'all know that Casper ended my last one, and I was doing just fine. Because he don't know the format. He don't be listening to the podcast, and so he got exposed a little while ago. But listen.
Bro, I put out content. That's it.
The topic here is when should you leave your spouse and your the person you're in a relationship with? So can you let me do this?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
All right, so to me, I say... Some of the red flags, okay? If y'all talk all the time and y'all don't talk anymore, or y'all talk like maybe half the time y'all been talking, that's a red flag. You know what I'm saying? If the girl starts asking questions about taking breaks, that's a red flag, bro. If your girl's not coming over no more, that's like, bro, I feel like I'm talking about something. That's a red flag.
All right, bro. What else you got, bro?
Bro.
What's else is red flag?
Okay. All right. Real talk. This is
real talk. Word.
I feel like also if y'all goals don't really match. Then in soon, y'all will not be going the same ways, which means y'all will probably, you know, not be together. It's time for you to do the dash, the digital. Let me think. What's another way if y'all broken up more than one or two times, dash all the...
Word. Man, spitting actual factual fire right now. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. Look. This is a great episode, y'all. Y'all getting some gold right here, bro. All right, let me tell y'all something. I'm getting real serious with y'all. Real talk. Listen, if you yourself don't see a future with this girl, you gotta dip. I mean, people be saying that you ain't trying to date to you don't date to marriage. You be dating just to try the shit out. That's baloney. Why would you do that? That'll make no sense. Then don't date her, you feel me? Then just go do some sexual stuff and be friends.
Goddamn.
Honestly, bro, because if you're not trying to date to marry, then what you got her there for?
I mean, maybe that's what it is. Maybe your definition of dating is different.
Like, what's a different...
Some people, maybe they see all kinds of just visitation as dating. For other people, that is like, oh, we just hooking up on the low. And maybe that's not dating for them, but for other people that's dating. Or maybe they're like, oh yeah, I'm dating to get married.
That brings me to a good point. If y'all versions of dating, if your definition of dating and love are different,
that's a good point.
Get out. Skedaddle.
Vamos.
If you're not on the same page, it's not going to work.
If their definition, like, for instance, if you get in a... Let me talk to y'all.
Go ahead. Get up in there. Close. Get up in there. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay. Dr. McCringle's on the...
I ain't experienced this personally, but I do need to tell you. Uh-huh. If you ever get with a girl and she starts talking about an open relationship, there's nothing wrong with that. Woo. But something you need to understand, if that makes you uncomfortable and you genuinely don't like it, then move away.
You need to go. You gotta go.
It's about, you know, when you go into a relationship, you gotta remember a lot of this stuff is also about what you want too.
50-50.
All right, don't forget that.
Don't forget
it. If you don't forget that, you can skip the podcast.
Skip that, honestly.
But all y'all. But
you still need to listen.
You're gonna forget that. We're gonna keep talking. Yeah, it's not just about the other person. You know, you get so caught up in trying to make sure you what they need, what they want. What about what you need? What about what you want? Remember that. All right, ready? Go on your monologue.
Uncle Casper, don't come
in. So you got anything to throw in there or not? Because I'll read it back again, bro. What?
Come back, bro. Huh?
I'm
talking, bro.
Bro. I got to put my glasses on, bro, because I'm seeing through in the future, bro. Let me tell y'all something. Now me, hold on, Casper doing some wild stuff right now. Golly, brother. I heard his liver cry for help. Anyway,
you think the microphone heard that?
Huh?
You think they heard that?
They probably for sure heard that.
Disclaimer, alcohol don't make you cool.
Yeah. Real talk.
Don't drink unless you're 21.
Real talk.
This is coming from adults.
Wait, what was the last?
We're making disclaimers.
Okay.
consider a doctor when drinking. Word. That's
one
it.
Of those.
They're going to figure it out. They'll figure it out.
All right, so pretty much now... After we gave you pretty much a list of red flags. The next question will be, why wouldn't someone? Why you go burp in the middle of my fucking topic, bro?
I just called that bitch, bro. What's I don't know what question, to tell you. Bro?
The question you ask next is, how come people don't leave? This is obvious. Well,
you ain't never been in a relationship.
They don't leave because they feel like they can't get into another one.
That's right. That's true. I'm not going to say number one, but that's number two.
What's number one, you said?
Number one is a nearsightedness. I can speak from experience, and it's not necessarily a bad thing because it just shows that you're, you know, you've embraced that lifestyle, is that when you're so wrapped up in that day-to-day with someone that you've been with for a long time, and then you start to see those signs. It's a lot harder to address them because it doesn't even apply to your day-to-day logic. You're too busy thinking as a person in a relationship, but you forget to think about as a person on your own. And maybe if that's what you need, and maybe that's not what you need, and you have to compare the two quite frequently during a dating stage. You know,
also a lot of people lose themselves while they're in that relationship.
Yeah. Well, like we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
Yeah, we think about what do they want.
So, and when you try and get out of it, they're gonna be like, I'm supposed to do it myself now because I don't got anybody to be with. But
because you made it objective number one.
Sure did.
So
yourself.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But I gotta say, a piece to that too is, you know, it's quite natural for people to front. That's a thing.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
When you're trying to find a mate, you're gonna front. That's human nature. So you're gonna put on this display, like any other creature on this damn planet, and you're gonna be like, look what I could do. Look who I am. This is what you want, right?
Yeah.
And maybe that's not what you do. And if you're having long-term issues, you know, that's definitely not going to be the case, I would imagine, unless you're a really good actor. So once you hit that problem, that's where you gotta backtrack and think about why you're doing that. Especially, this goes out to all my mans out there.
All my mans.
Because I think a woman's going to pull back to her, you know, what she really needs.
Come on, bro.
Oh, no, go back, go.
Come
bro.
On,
no,
bro.
No, you're in your bag.
So the women, I think, usually pull back to what they really need a little bit sooner than the man does. That's my personal thing because, you know, men, sometimes you about the wrong reasons for a long-term relationship. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You coming in for the wrong thing. We all know what we talking about.
I'm confused. What we talking about?
What we talking about?
Yeah.
We talking about, what'd you say? You say puss?
What?
Hell no.
What'd
you say?
Puss.
Oh, yeah. Amen, brother. See, Samir said it just right. That's exactly the reason why some of these men, they're acting the way they do. Yes, sir. They be acting the way they do. They put on this facade. You know, they try to get you to buy into it. And now all of a sudden, your man's acting different.
Mm.
He's not talking to you the same anymore. And he's frustrated. And he's upset. And he's acting different. And he's angry.
Getting in relationships with the facade instead of that real person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they come out, they be like, who are you?
It's not even like that's who they are. It's because they are so sick and tired of putting up this facade, they're going to take it out on you.
Yep.
But they're the ones, man, listen. They're the ones that put up the facade in the first place, bro. Man, God, listen. I know I'm talking to the women at first, but it really is a man issue.
Honestly, everybody should be listening.
Listen, everybody listen. This is a two-person thing. I don't care if you gay or straight.
Mm.
I don't care if you don't
talk to them. We don't care what you are, bro.
I don't care what you are. People are people.
We are accepting in these streets.
Go ahead, we're in those streets right now, though.
I know. This is
a dignified podcast.
Yeah.
Understand that.
Go ahead.
Anyways, dignified indeed.
Yeah.
So you know when you commit for these wrong reasons, man, you gonna realize, wow, I done fucked up. This is not what I really want because believe it or not, your penis ain't all that matters, dog.
Jeez.
You got a heart, you got a soul, and you gotta supplement that.
Mm-hmm.
Now notice I said supplement. See, that ain't all you need, but it definitely helps.
Mm.
That's right. Achieve your full potential.
Ooh!
Now, you think achieving your full potential is going after some badass chick.
Come on, dog.
With a fine-ass body who talk to you sweet.
Bro.
You might be right.
You might be right.
That's a select few.
For a fact.
And if that's you select few, I'm glad that you find so much fulfillment in every other part of your life that's all the other parts that you need.
Mm.
But for most of the other folks out here, we need a soul partner. Yes, sir. We need somebody who's going to take care of us just like we take care of them.
Take care.
Now, why are you looking at how fat the ass is when that's what you need?
This guy right here, he's speaking.
Can I get an amen?
Amen, baby.
That's
amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Oh. All right. Now, I don't mean to be out here preaching.
But he do mean to be out here teaching. Y'all about to
Hey, you get some wisdom on you. That ain't my fault.
That ain't your fault.
You just out here, receiving. I'm speaking. That's all that matters. So, you know, work. Just remember what you really need. And for my young people, you know, like myself and my other brethren, that's going to be hard to understand, but that's just a part of life. You're going to be like, this dude don't know what he's talking about. I'm trying to get some puss. I'm going to be like, listen, I understand. But you got to understand what that means.
Mm.
There's a difference.
So you understand
there's
my relationship then.
Yeah.
Well, it can be and it can't be.
I mean, yeah, but they're not looking for that.
Exactly. If that's really all you're looking for and you feel fulfilled in every other aspect of your life, you got to find somebody that's on the same wavelength.
Fact.
And the only way you... I think it's a good segue. If you're ready for it.
Mm.
The only way...
You gonna call?
Yeah.
Oh. You're gonna find that...
Hello?
Oh.
Yeah. That's Jessica.
Okay.
Samir's out of control. You have to test that. Huh? You have to test that.
No,
it's okay. All right,
y'all. Well,
this is intimate podcast. You said
the only way. Yeah, right now it's just brand name Cal,
brand name Cal.
Mm-hmm,
okay,
mm-hmm.
okay, okay.
Now I'm saying the only way you're going to find that fulfillment you need is if you search in yourself on your own and you find out, what is it that I really want?
Mm.
Now, for, like I said, the young people, that's a little difficult. You're going to have, you know, there's some trial and error involved. There's no concrete evidence without some experimentation. You gotta know how things work.
Mm.
That's just how it is. I get that.
Mm.
You know, I read a quote somewhere. I don't know who the hell said it, and I don't know how they said it, but I know that they said human relationships. Hey, listen. this is a Corona podcast. Watch out.
That's a Corona podcast.
They said, human relationships are very sloppy, messy, and something about painful. Let me tell you, that person speaking some truth.
Very true.
If you ain't prepared for that, then don't act all upset when that happens.
Very true.
That's just the way it is. People are people. Mm-hmm. We all in the same. Listen. Elon Musk be talking about how, like, you know, with his chip and shit, people be communicating directly. Mm. Now, until that shit happens, mm-hmm. y'all gonna have miscommunications. Mm. Because you speak different than they speak, and you have different ideas than they have, and y'all just don't understand them sometimes. Doesn't mean that they hate you. Doesn't make them evil. Doesn't make you evil. Doesn't make nobody nasty or vindictive or malicious. Mm-mm. You're just misunderstanding each other. And I think, personally, as soon as you learn to identify that within yourself and the other person, now you can seek a good relationship. Now you can finally start to understand what you need.
Hey, you know what? Another thing that I would say, a red flag, and that you said, of course, with that that miscommunication, is that, honestly, people's ways of communicating are just so different, right?
Yes, sir.
And because they're different, that means that when you say something, you might mean it another way, and another person might not get it that way. And you'd be surprised if you don't kind of nip that discussion in the butt in the beginning. It'll snowball into something else, like, bigger later in the relationship. Mm-hmm. And then it comes to a point where it's just unfixable, because every time you try to fix it, they always think about the bad things that happened before. Yep. And it messes everything up.
And you can't be mad.
You can't.
You gotta remember, y'all both people.
Yep.
Everybody got layers.
Everybody
got layers. You think you understand somebody, right?
Yeah.
And you can, but you can only get through so many layers.
So many layers.
Only so many layers. You ain't breathing the same air.
Mm-mm.
You ain't pumping the same blood.
Mm-mm.
You ain't moving the same muscles.
Nope. Mine's are bigger.
Thinking the same thoughts.
You know what I'm saying? Buffalo, bro.
But my point is, no two people are exactly the same. Now, you can have some nihilists tell you some other bullshit about that. But they can go fuck themselves as far as Uncle Casper's concerned.
Facts.
You need to understand.
Uncle.
You understand. If you want to be on that real boss shit, you got to understand. This shit going to be tough. Don't expect it to be easy. You don't know the other person. Don't try to predict them. Listen. You got to listen. You got to listen and you got to think. If you ain't thinking before you speak, dog,
don't speak at all.
This is not even a relationship issue at this point.
Yeah, that's
you got to hold your tongue and you got to think. Think about it. Make your little mental thesis. Now come back. If you ain't on that wavelength, dog, we're going to have communication issues your whole life. You're going to feel misunderstood. And that is okay. It's all practice. You'll get there. But you got to try.
You got to try.
That's right.
Actively try. Because you'll be like, what happened? And it's like, bro, whoa, did you think about what you were saying?
Yep.
And you're like, oh, I should have said this, but blah, 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 back in the day. It's like, well, that thing is too late. She already got her image of you. Once she shapes her image of you, it's hard to change.
Yep. And that's why it's okay if you fuck up every now and again. But you got to have a hold on yourself. You got to know how to address that. You got to know how to share that. You got to know how to tell your partner about what's going on. Communication is key. Now, I remember this podcast is about when to leave.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about how to maintain. But, again, this is a very important aspect. Because if you can't maintain, that's when it's time to leave. So, if you're having issues with that, and this is the hard part right now. We're about to say some shit.
Yeah, what's up?
And you're going to hear me.
Mm-hmm.
But that don't mean you really understand what I'm saying.
Facts.
So I want you guys, whoever's listening, if you really care.
If y'all really care.
You got to really reflect on it and understand that what I'm about to tell you right now is very subjective. You might need some help with it. So if you're reflecting on your actions, you find it confusing why the other person doesn't understand you, I'm going to tell you. Listen, dog, I'm going to tell you. Mano y mano.
Yeah, get deep up in there.
There's probably a reason why they didn't understand you. Believe it or not, you ain't smarter than most folks. That ain't a diss, because I don't think y'all thinking like that. But remember that, because sometimes it's easy to fall in that little slide of, you know what? I made perfect sense. I know exactly what I was saying. There's nothing wrong with what I believe. Maybe there isn't, but maybe you're not good at communicating.
Communicating that.
Maybe you're not aware of that. Or maybe the other person isn't good at receiving that. Maybe they have preconceived notions. They have an understanding of certain things, perhaps, that you don't. And maybe your ignorance is getting the best of you. This is why they say they're messy. There's no A, B, C, D answer for every problem in a relationship. You got a big old spectrum. You got a bunch of different routes to take. And half the time, your problems are going to be in a gray area. And you're going to have to meet them in the middle. Compromise.
Bro, I would say, when I think about relationships, I think about it almost like business, right? I think about it like, there's a bunch of great products, right, that haven't, that are not million, like millionaire products, because the thing that they're missing is a communication to the people. So there's people who know how to communicate but have shit products that make it to be millionaires because they just know how to communicate and sell it. So you kind of have to, if you're really real with yourself, the communication is probably even more important than the product, because if you can shape the way you communicate the product to the person in to shape what they are looking for, then they'll buy it. And it's kind of like relationships. If you can understand, if you can communicate correctly, you would probably not have a lot of problems in your relationship.
And now listen, listen, let me take go ahead, tiptoe. That is the method. But remember, we're not talking about a false advertisement. Yeah, we're talking about a legitimate product.
Legitimate product.
Remember that. Everybody's, you all have a legitimate value.
All of you. Because some of y'all think y'all value is straight under my feet, and that's, it's crazy. Y'all are all valuable.
Don't front.
Every single one of y'all.
You can't pretend like maybe that person's looking for, like, let's say about like this. They're looking for a screwdriver, but you a wrench, and you're trying to pretend to be a screwdriver.
You don't have the screwdriver. You don't have the head. You don't have the right head,
bro.
You
ain't for that. You ain't for that. That's not you.
You here
as a wrench.
You a wrench.
Be true to yourself.
Be a wrench.
Be the wrench, bro.
Be a wrench.
Be the wrench.
Bro, and we need wrenches. We need them.
We need all y'all.
What do we do with wrenches? Untying a fucking
nut. You're working on nuts and bolts,
on nuts and bolts. You can't untie them without your motherfucking wrench.
That's
bro.
Right. They ain't need no Phillips screwdriver going to work when you try to change your tire.
Ain't no Phillips screwdriver about to work on that bitch.
Hey, but you ain't going to be fixing no glasses with that wrench.
That's true.
So recognize your strengths and your weaknesses. Now, sometimes people still happy with the wrench. They don't necessarily need what you got. But this wrench got a good feel.
A good
feel. And make them happy. It's a pretty wrench. It's a smart wrench. They appreciate the design. It doesn't mean they need you. Relationships ain't about needing each other. Really, you shouldn't need nothing. You shouldn't need nothing. You're just showing all this love to this thing because you care about it, because you like it. Because it does good for you, not necessarily because you need it, but because it makes your life just a little bit better. If you can't stand on your own two feet, how you gonna support anybody else?
And that is the tea. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. A lot of y'all out there, bro. I know we're talking about, we're just supposed to be how you, the science to leave, but, and we talked about maintaining, but now I'm gonna take it to when you're finding. A lot of y'all be looking for the baddest chicks. If you find a really, really bad chick, I'm telling y'all this from experience. Y'all find a really, really like bad chick, and she's single, it's probably because she comes with issues. Let's be real.
That's facts.
It's facts. It's facts. Because you're not in her. Well, I'm 21, so I'm gonna use my age. In her 15 to 20 years, those 5 years, you're not the only man who saw her be bomb. Other men have. You feel me? So like, when you guys are looking for women, or women are looking for men, y'all need to be thinking about the qualities that they have. I know it's hard because dang, you be looking, some asses are fat. I understand.
Yes, sir.
But you have to remember that looks, no matter what you say, them looks are gonna go away. And soon you're gonna be trapped in the house with a person who has a really fat ass but bugs you every goddamn day of your life. Is that worth it? Nah. I take my fucking little cutie ass girl right there who has the personality of a princess, of a queen, over some fat ass. I don't even want to be calling y'all. I was about to call y'all bitches, but I don't even like calling girls bitches like that. That's messed up. That's messed up. Yeah, that's messed up. And I do support women, bro. I just be getting out of hand.
Some of y'all women just need some help. It's all right. Trust me, it ain't y'all's fault.
Yeah, it's not y'all's fault.
Listen. It ain't nobody's fault. Mm. This is just the circumstances we find ourselves in. Mm-hmm. And you adapt to overcome, and sometimes your adaptations make you just a little bit difficult to deal with. I ain't talking about just the women. That was directed at the men, mostly, actually. But anyways, let's just remember that as we move forward.
Yeah. But yeah, so...
sloppy, messy relationships. That's humans.
Facts. You just gotta, honestly, I'm just back to maintaining. After you find the girl that, like, you actually... your personalities mesh. Like, not just... it's not a look thing. It's a personality thing. It's you seeing that she matches with you, you match with her. After that, you guys need to establish the communication. What is your communication sign or signal? Is key. After you get the communication and you gotta talk about your flaws. I'm really not sensitive. So when I'm getting in a relationship or anything, I always say, I have trouble with, like, emotions. But if you tell me you're emotional, I will. It's called compromise. Say it with me, y'all. 3, 2, 1. Compromise.
That's right.
It's wise to compromise. Said the American.
That smart-ass dude. Right there.
You know,
that's
was from my fifth grade. When we're talking about the British and America, like when they first come in, for King real? George, yeah. we sang a song called "It's Wise to Compromise," and I never forgot it because it's so wise to compromise.
Indeed,
you got to meet halfway.
That's some real.
Right on the borderline is where I'm gonna wait.
That's okay. Don't.
Oh, okay. Sorry. All right. But yeah, nah. Real talk. And after that, then shit, you just do your part, and she does her part, and make sure that y'all are not dependent on each other. Like, she can be her own person. You can be your own person. Then when y'all get together, y'all one person. You feel me? But never, never, never should you depend on the other one. The other should depend on the other one. That's burnt. That's how one gets tired of the other.
You
can't
stand on your own 2 feet. You're definite to
fall. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Honestly.
Doesn't mean you can't. You just got to put some work in the damn leg.
You got anything to say to me?
I was honestly trying to figure out what was going on.
Oh, we were just talking about maintaining relationships, and how to find the girls for relationships. So you can really hit any of them, honestly. We just hit all three.
Okay, so what was the first one?
Maintaining, uh-huh. When to leave, uh-huh. How to find.
Alright, okay.
Yeah,
for maintaining, I would say people really gotta understand that, like, If your communication, like y'all were saying, is really only gonna cause problems. Especially gotta figure out what type of person you with, because like, say your girl, whatever, they was in a bad relationship beforehand, and then you not communicating to them, that could automatically put them in a bad spot. So you kind of gotta understand your girl feeling. Mm-hmm. So like, you gotta communicate. Not none of that, like, oh, I was busy all day, so I ain't talk to you. You can do that sometimes, but like, you know you're gonna be busy, you really gotta be like, I'm gonna be busy today, I'm gonna talk to you later. So at least they know what's going on.
Communication.
It's very important.
It's very, very simple topic when you really start getting into it.
If you would be like, oh, I can call back later.
Yeah.
It'd be alright. It's not that serious. But you don't know what's going through their head.
True.
You don't understand what subject A is thinking.
Just be considerate.
That's a common one I hear. Oh, they'll understand. No, yeah. I won't. I'm not going to understand not a thing. Yeah.
It's your job to ensure that
they understand. It's not that hard to just send a text like
that. That's what it is. Yeah. Considerate.
So just checking up. It's not that hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
You looking for a relationship? Honestly, bro, like, the looks is gonna be the first thing you see.
That's true. No front.
Well, like, which is part of it. Yeah, I'm not trying to deny that. Yeah. That is part of it.
That's the first thing you're gonna see, and it's gonna be real hard if they fire.
Mm-hmm.
But
pay attention.
For real, because I know some people who only go after fire and then end up being crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that's not it. We're not going to do that.
They kind of know somebody, like.
Yeah, it's worthwhile.
That's crazy.
But so, like, we're not. We can't, y'all can't, you can't only go by that. So, like, sometimes. sometimes you really just gotta go for the ones that's just like. Like, don't gotta be the best looker or anything like that.
You gotta get a soul boner, you know what I'm saying? You gotta that's find really what's
soul
right.
Boner, that's bro. Really I love is. That
she
term.
Gotta start speaking. Nah. She dropped that knowledge and he said, hold my word,
for
I
real,
am
that's really what it
moist.
Is. That's actually what it is, because, like, I know for me, I know for me, like, I can't be with somebody where if I'm talking to you and you just give me conversation filler all day, I don't want, don't talk to me at all then. Like,
need some
I can't. Nah,
sustenance.
Like, yeah, like, I don't want to just talk to you and I feel like I'm talking to the wall. I'm probably talking to the wall then.
As you can see, Samir's not a bush though either. So, there you go. You will establish that at the beginning, bro. You say, yeah, don't talk to me. Okay.
Bro, like, there's no point.
That's true.
But, like, if I can actually have a conversation with you, all right, then we can get it on.
That's true. Y'all and you girls, or I guess guys in general, y'all gotta know how to carry a conversation. Dear God,
that's
it's a mutual effort.
It's a mutual effort, bro. You gotta listen to what they say. Listen, huh? And then what? Respond accordingly.
And if you don't know how to figure it out, ma'am.
Figure it out. You should have been learning how to listen and respond accordingly.
Just be honest. If you don't understand what the hell they're talking about, you got a question, just say it. Just say it. Don't waste your time, but waste your time.
Don't put up a front and be like, oh, yeah, I need you to talk about
it. It's almost like there's a reoccurring subject. Front's a whack.
Backs are pretty cool, though. It's the corona talking.
Okay, bro. You ain't even.
I don't even know what I got, bro.
You got that
possible sponsorship, High Plains whiskey, something like
bro,
that.
Bro, we ain't getting no sponsorship because you can't pronounce it correctly.
Damn, you right. Real talk. True.
But shoot, honestly, I think we killed that subject, bro. Even though that subject was all over.
You know what?
Huh?
Y'all let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know what you think because honestly, this is for we're just 3 21-year-olds, some of us. But we're just here to help. That's what we're here for. And we're just trying to get into.
That's right.
Here to help. And that's all it is, bro. That's all it is. Just a little help. And we honestly don't know not a damn thing. We just speaking from experience, you know?
Of what little we have.
But shoot. Another man's trash is another man's treasure. That's another right. Man's pain is another man's gain.
In some occasions. Don't always hurt people. That's not a good. I'll do that.
All right, so I got ahead of myself. But at the end of the day, we're just here to help. And I'm glad to be back in this podcast.
Yes, sir.
Since we started, we're gonna hit the ground running. Even though I say that like every 5 or 3 podcasts,
sure do.
But this time I'm serious. We're running, bro. This is it.
We're running from it.
You have to do that.
Hey, but y'all keep catching up.
Hey, y'all keep catching up.
Good on you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Anyway, shoot, I really ain't got nothing much to say except.
It's a nice, brief morning time podcast.
Morning.
Listen to on your way to work.
Yeah, you got a good commute. Yeah.
Just go ahead. Give us a chance.
I mean, since we're here, where can we find you at, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
Bro, I ain't shouting out. I ain't plugging nothing like that. Y'all better go mind your business. This podcast about that self-love. Just by that self love, you find a cast the K on.
He said, well, me, huh? I
play.
He said, y'all better go.
You better find me in these streets to find this trust. That's all I'm saying. So you know what? Good on you. Do what you gotta do.
That's comedy, bro.
But, y'all, I ain't plugging nothing.
All right, y'all can find me on Brandon Not Day. You already know what it is. Brandon Addai. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Evie Apparel 951 for the Instagram, for the clothing. Mm-hmm. Even though it's my first time ever doing this, the shout out thing on the podcast, I'm gonna do it anyway. Samir, where can we find you at? Do you want you gonna plug them or do you gotta mind their business?
They can find me.
What at?
In the club?
Oh God, no, bro.
Oh.
Y'all can find me at Samir Khalif. I'm not gonna spell it out. honestly,
Y'all can look up Samir on who I follow.
Yeah, that'll show up.
Yeah, he'll show up. He's the only nigga I got named Samir.
That's a good one.
And, yeah. Anyway, that's pretty much it. Hopefully y'all enjoyed.
Hey, Cass Kittico.
Got his ass. Got him. All right, we out of here.
Adios.
Peace.